I think this is going to be one of the most interesting and also one of the most fun interviews. I know. I'm making everybody else.
Okay, feel Rob, so why? The answer is why.
We have James Wiebe today, who I've known for, gosh,
it's been
a bunch of years, back when I was working for a magazine years ago. And James and I met when we saw the Chipper.
Chipper 2.
What was that show that we were at?
Oh, it was the Midwest show.
Oh, the LSA show.
Yes.
That's right.
In Illinois.
Well, James is an aircraft, let's say an aviation entrepreneur. And I've stayed in touch with James. He lives in Wichita. And this guy creates cool stuff. I mean, that's the best I can come up with, because it's what I would call everything I see that he sends me an email on. I go, wow, I didn't even know I needed that, but that is way cool. But he also wants to be known as handsome and intelligent. And I told him
he can do that. I mean, we can make that happen on radio.
Yes, I think we can. So, James, it was really nice that you and I caught up here at Air Venture 2023. And what the heck are you doing up here this year? And what's on your little Etch-a-Sketch for the next design product?
Okay, I am here showing a technology demonstration of a de-icing system for a large, powerful, and wonderful airplane, the pitch for the Compare 6.2. They have tasked me with the development of a de-icing system. I would refer to it as an emergency de-icing system. I've told them this. This is the most enjoyable electronic design project I've ever done in my life. I've been creating a system that is designed to remove icing from the surfaces of wings and tails. And as you saw earlier today, it's a powerful demonstration.
Well, we did have a demonstration over near Hangar Bravo, and I was amazed at the way that an entrepreneur, an engineer, a designer thinks, because there's this little round dish on a table, and he's in a battery, and he says, "Stand back," and it goes, pew, and it blew this little piece of metal into the air, and he went, "Isn't that incredible?" And I went, "Sure." And how does that talk to us about? Well, then he explained how it all worked. But I love the way this guy's mind works. I mean, he's always coming up with something interesting. But I still want to know, this emergency de-icing system, it's in a test phase right now, which is what
Correct. You're
showing people. What happens with a design like this without giving away any trade secrets, of course?
Yeah, because then I'd have to shoot you. What happens? What do you mean, what happens?
Well, what's the next step in the design process?
We're at the process now where the basic technology has been adequately tested. It's shown to be effective in obliterating ice on metallic surfaces. The next test is to transport that into the a mock-up of a wing, and then proceed to test the heck out of it there so that we understand both the effects of the icing profile on the wing and the factors related to reliability, longevity, and fatigue of the product as well. In other words, we just want the product to work well, and to not hurt anything in the process. And that's all part of the engineering discipline related to the project. So I'm just a piece of that.
Well, I'm curious why they wouldn't go with something off the shelf. You obviously are offering them something different.
Yes. Well, the obvious answer is, by doing this one, it will help put my grandchildren through college.
Well, that's a good thing.
Okay, so the real answer to that is that there are a number of de-icing solutions that are available in the market, but the bounds on those products are related to cost, reliability, weight, and integratability into a new airframe. All of those factors have to be considered, especially when the target airframe is a new high-performance carbon fiber airframe. I'm just going to pick on a couple of them. Not all of them, but one of them is, let's just throw pneumatic boots on the plane and call it a day. So pop the button. Then we've installed a rubber system that will eventually break and adds a lot of weight and is ugly and also affects the airfoil. The airfoil is very smooth. It will make a difference. Or let's pick on one other system. I won't mention it by name, but everybody knows it because it has a leading edge that's metal, and it weeps out copious amounts of a yucky fluid that drips all over your hangar floor and only works for about 30 minutes. It's still a great system. I've got no problems with it. But the expense and the installation of that particular system means that it really, I don't think, would be ideal for the clientele for my particular client company. So, no, I think my client company was quite correct. They said, you know, basically open your mind, take a look around, and see what's been done, see what the situation is, see what it is that can be created that would be more ideal for our airplane. And I've done that.
We're speaking with James Wiebe, and he is talking about Radiant Technologies de-icing system technology, which is something altogether new.
It's so new, it's not even on the web.
There you go.
And we completely forgot to mention the name Radiant Technologies.
Oh, man.
Which is you.
Not anymore.
Owner, operator, entrepreneur.
Amy saves the day.
Chief scientist. And again, you're based down in Wichita. How did you get up here to the show? I mean, do you have an airplane?
We drove. But since you asked, on the way up here, I stopped and looked at an airplane, and I bought it.
What kind of an airplane?
A Sonics.
Oh, sweet. Which one?
Sonics tailwheel.
Nice.
Wheel fairings. Fared all the way. Beautiful. Red. Oh. I really did. I signed the paper 2 days ago.
You're going to have so much fun.
Or yesterday. Yeah.
So much fun with that bird.
Yeah, I know. I know. I needed some wheels or wings.
And I know that you've done some amazing miniaturization stuff. You've invented a lot of interesting things.
Actually, yeah.
And I think that what's interesting about this is that it didn't exist before. Now, when they approached you about building a even an emergency icing system, had you contemplated that before?
Never, ever. And to clarify, systems like this do exist. Does a system exactly like this one exist? No. Have I added some value into how things are done? I certainly hope so, and that will become clear over time as people begin to investigate how I've architected the elements of the system together, and I can't go any deeper than that. But no, I'd never done this in my life, and we came up with a contract, a framework for what I was to do. And then we started to do, and I started to provide them with progress reports. And it's fun to dig into it because I'm like 9 or 10 iterations deep into the design of the little actuator that I nearly thumped the table with. The actuator, the funny problem with it is that there is so much force, you saw the demonstration, that when the metal is going one way, that actuator is actually trying to go the other way. And so these little things were self-destructing, cracking, breaking. And it's like, interesting mechanical challenge. And I think I've solved that. The other challenges are, how do you safely contain 1,000 volts of power? And so it's just like, okay, I pull together my little bag of engineering tricks and keep shaking them and seeing what comes out. And this popped out. What can I say?
Does an entrepreneur, this is going to get personal now. When you go to sleep at night, do you have a little pad of paper and a pen and things like, do ideas come to you in the middle of the night?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes
actually
sense.
They do.
Come on, as a writer, they do.
Sure.
I
no,
would
no,
have
it's really, I have woken up even the last 2-3 weeks, the little voice in my head literally just basically says, the solution to the problem that you have been seeking is this. and it is that clear. And wow. In fact, that kind of intuition that has occurred during sleep is, in fact, contained within this product.
I love that when that happens.
It's very Obi-Wan Kenobi.
It felt like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It is. I mean, you do this too. I'm sure you write in your. You go. I know how to start that story.
Oh, and I.
So for me, it's like if I get involved in a problem like this. This has been the problem that I've been working on for 8 weeks. When I get involved in a problem like this, suddenly it's just infusing and getting deeper and deeper into my thoughts, and then those moments come. Sometimes it is like writing a novel. You sit there and you stare at a piece of paper and said, James, you got to put a schematic down on paper because there's a deadline. And then other times it's like, that was the secret sauce that I'm looking for.
So if people are wandering around AirVenture 2023,
yes.
Where would they go to find you and your latest invention?
Well, I think the coolest booth at 2023 is Compair showing off their carbon fiber 6.2 plane, which is kind of under the radar but shouldn't be, hint, hint, with me in the tent at the back of the booth showing off this cool technology for anyone who wants to see it. 315.
And that's on the east side of the Hangar Bravo
Correct.
Exhibition building. Thanks for joining us today on EAA Radio.